This is the SMB Community Podcast, the longest-running MSP-focused podcast in the industry.
I'm James Kernan. My background's IT sales, marketing, and leadership, and most recently, M&A advisory services.
And I'm Amy Babinchak. I help MSPs run stronger, more profitable firms from a tech-first perspective.
Here, you'll find practical insights for MSPs and IT service providers. Powered by Small Biz Thoughts.
Hey, Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, James.
All right. Hey, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about M&A activity and why it's on the rise here in the channel. We're going to talk the war, the Iranian war, and what's that doing to our economy, and then some big news coming out of Microsoft. Are you ready to get started?
That Microsoft news is huge. I'm ready.
Yeah. So first and foremost, let's start with the question of the week that came in. And it was really, you know, why has the M&A activity picked up so much for MSPs? Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Ryan and I started Selma MSP 10 years ago. And at that time, there was very little activity in the SMB market for MSPs. And in the last 6 or 7 years or so, it's really picked up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I have talked about before that now M&A is just part of the strategy of how you grow your business, right? Yeah. That's how much this industry has matured.
Yep.
And, you know, we've seen the entry of private equity and venture capital. They haven't really drilled down to the SMB size that most of our audience is at. But I think you saw some stats saying that that is starting to change.
Yeah. It looks like in 25 and in Q1 so far of 26, it looks like private equity is representing the majority of the transactions. There's a lot of roll-ups going on. And, you know, you brought up a couple. I really liked what you said about the channels maturing. And I really think since post-COVID, there was a lot of M&A activity that just exploded in general across the board in 21, and it kind of slowed down 22, 23, but 24, 25, now at 26, it's all back up on the rise. And I agree. I think the channel's maturing. More and more people have that growth by acquisition strategy and philosophy. I think we're educating the channel on how easy it can be. And then the SBA actually changed they're funding up to 100% now of their valuation on the transaction. So that's helping as well. So I think a lot of things are all kind of coming together for sure. So that's really why I think the activity, I think it's going to continue. And a lot of MSPs are aging out. We've talked about this before. I think the majority, about 60% of M&A, or I'm sorry, of MSP business owners are over 55. So, you know, we're not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm. It's a big decision for an MSP to decide to become part of a roll-up.
Yeah.
Because usually on those deals, your payout for being a part of that roll-up happens quite a number of years down the line. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of consideration to be given to what sort of deal that you want to go in. Yeah. You said there's a lot of those roll-ups happening right now, but that doesn't mean that there aren't neighborhood deals also happening. I haven't seen any drop off in those at all.
Yeah, that activity remains very strong, and it's a good point. You know, I think all of 2025, I wasn't involved in any transactions that were equity roll-ups for people, and I was involved in one earlier this year, It was actually a great deal where he ended up selling 80% of his company and he got a big check. But then the big payday was his 20% rollover. And it was a smaller roll-up and they had two additional acquisitions planned. And then his timing was 5 years out. And that was when the big check was going to happen. So that's rare. You know, you don't see that every day, but that turned out to be a great deal for this gentleman.
Well, so that's when the big check might happen.
Speculation,
right? So you're gambling 20% of your company. That's okay. Yep. You just need to be aware of that it's a gamble. Don't let them oversell you on it. But there's great opportunities for MSPs. I don't see that changing.
Yep.
at all. So,
yeah. Well, so I think the moral of the story is, you know, keep that growth by acquisition strategy as part of, you know, top of mind, along with your organic growth strategy. You've got to do both, I think, today to separate yourself from your competition. So great, great question. Thank you for that. So, hey, let's talk about the Iranian conflict, the war that's going on, and the impact on the United States.
Oh, boy. I hate talking about war. I'm a confirmed pacifist. I think all wars are stupid. So anyway, what is relevant about this for our topic here on the podcast is that three Amazon data centers got bombed. This is really the first time that we've seen data centers be targets.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big wake-up call for the tech industry. You know, those data centers are not made to be bomb shelters, right? They're not, right. They're not designed for that. They're designed to hold a whole bunch of servers in them. But data centers are what runs the economy of every country today. So it totally makes sense that they are their targets. But I still bet Amazon is quite surprised to have three damaged data centers right now.
Yeah. I did some research on that over the weekend because I saw that news and that was interesting. It looks like two were in the United Arab Emirates and then one was in Bahrain. And there's conflicting reports of who did it. You know, we know drones did it, but whose drones? So it's interesting. I think both Iran and then Israel and the United States are, you know, targeting infrastructure and trying to knock things out, but who knows? I see it adversely affecting the supply chain. Oil prices have gone up considerably. It's over $100 a barrel now. So the price is at the pump.
James, what are they going to need to repair these data centers? They're going to need memory. They're going to need chips.
Yep.
They're going to need servers. The market is already really constrained, right? We've seen memory prices skyrocket. We've seen chip shortages going on. And now we've got three data centers that are damaged that have to be repaired that are just going to complicate that market and raise the prices for everyone. So This is not something that just stays in the Middle East. This is something that affects everyone.
Yeah. Yep. Good point. Good point. Yeah. And that the challenge with the memory and storage cost servers, it's just going to get worse. And I'm hearing more and more, you know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and I'm hearing more and more from clients and MSPs that I'm talking to around the country, not just the big ones that supply a lot of infrastructure to enterprise clients. I'm hearing it from the little guys as well. So anyway, something to educate your clients on. Make sure you get ahead of that and communicate what's going on. So
every so often, someone asks me how the business of tech actually gets produced every day. The honest answer, it's a mix of systems, AI tools, and a lot of decisions about what not to automate. At the end of our March member meeting in the Small Biz Thoughts community, the discussion turned into a deep dive on that workflow, and several members asked if I'd walk through the whole process. So that's what I'm doing. I'm hosting a live workshop where I'll show the full backend workflow I use, from news curation and research to AI summarization, scripting, and post-production. You'll see the tools, the automation, and the trade-offs that come with using AI in real work. No polished demo, just the actual system. This session is exclusively for members of the Small Biz Thoughts community. You can learn more at smallbizthoughts.org.
So on a lighter topic, Apple's in the news. We talked a couple weeks ago about the MacBook, the new $599 price point. We were just talking about that. They've got some new, more expensive gear coming as well, right?
It's funny, right? Because that $599 MacBook is purportedly a big seller and a hit, and they're expected to do really well with that. It's their least expensive model out there. Everyone's really excited to see a low-end Apple. And then now Apple turns around and says, oh, by the way, we're adding a whole other line of products to everything. We're adding a new level. It's called Ultra, and they're going to be most expensivest. They're going to be at the top of the market. There's like a $2,000 phone, and there's a $15,000 Mac Pro, and, you know, there's a monitor. I forget how much that thing was, but I mean, everything's got this Ultra on it now. and super, super expensive. Interesting to see Apple, like, their stuff has never been cheap, but it's really interesting to see them, like, here's one item that's going to be less expensive, and oh, here's six others that are going to be like no price tag you've ever seen before.
Thank you, Apple. Yeah, that sounds like Apple. That's why I'm still a Windows person, an Android. So anyway. And then also Microsoft's in the news. Finally, we've got a big announcement coming out of Microsoft. Why don't you share, since you're the Microsoft guru, why don't you share that news?
Yeah, so the rumored E7 plan is now a reality. It's going to hit the market May 1st at $99 a seat. People have been asking for Microsoft to create this E7 because remember back when E5 was created, it was like the ultimate license, right? You buy the E5, you get everything. Microsoft has backed off of that over time and made a lot more things, you know, add-ons and whatnot. So there were people were like, yeah, we need an E7, right? We need a new bundle to include some of this. So they did it. It is not the everything you can eat plan. They're not making that mistake again, but it's E5, EnterSuite, Copilot, Agent 365, which is a brand new thing. Yeah. And that all totals up to 117, and you get it for $99. So it's a pretty good deal, especially if you're going to be going heavily Copilot and agents, that it includes all the tools that you need to do that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a popular bundle for sure. So that's actually big news. You know what else stuck out? You know, as I was reading the article, now don't laugh at me because I'm going to age both of us here, but remember the good old days?
Hey.
Remember the good old days when, you know, when you're running your MSP, almost pre-MSP days, but, you know, the price of hardware was so high. And that was what, you know, you were focusing on selling new computer equipment, new networking infrastructure. And then when the SaaS really took off, just looking at, you know, $99 per user per month, and everybody's going to get something like this. And then think of all the other SaaS products that you have. Just the cost of software with that change of the model, you know, for the longest time used to be able to buy, you know, QuickBooks for $399 and you'd have a license and you just keep it under maintenance. Remember those lovely days? And now everything is subscription, either by the month or by the year. You know, just everybody's software cost per month and per year is just staggering. And we used to get all that stuff for free years ago, but not anymore. Not anymore.
No, not anymore. You know, I saw something that said, hey, isn't all this software is going away because AI is free? Like, yeah, that's not happening either. So, there's going to be more and more software out there. There's going to be more and more things to subscribe to. And we've lucked out, right? When this whole shift to subscription came in, I said, you know, when we hit the next big recession, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. Because everything relies on cash. And when we hit recessions, businesses get cash flow crunches.
Yeah.
And we've been riding this, you know, tech high for a while now. It's kept the economy out of recession, but you know, a capitalist society doesn't stay out of recession forever. It will come around, and I'm still holding on to my prediction that it's going to be a problem for businesses when that gets here.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. One more thing in the news before we check out for the week. I think we've talked about this before, but the Pentagon Pact, you know, the big government deal going on and how it affected, you know, different AI organizations. OpenAI, you know, they're back in the news after their hardware chief resigns.
She resigned because of that contract with the government and the lack of safety. OpenAI is in a really unique position, right? They started off life as a nonprofit focused on AI security as their core tenet of why we exist. They're no longer nonprofit, and they've dropped their core tenet of their founding. So it's not surprising that they're gonna lose people. But losing people at the top, this is a serious problem for OpenAI. You know, they've lost now greater value number of subscribers. than they got from the contract with the Department of War. Yep. And now they've lost a top executive that they had from the beginning. It's not looking great for OpenAI. I mean, even Sam Altman came out and said, you know, I rushed into this. I shouldn't have done such a rush job on this. He's recognized that rushing into that contract's actually hurt the company.
Yeah, it certainly has. Well, we'll see how that plays out in due time. But anyway, I think that's all we have for today. And then just kind of in closing, what have you got going on the next couple months? Are you traveling anywhere?
I am traveling for pleasure. I'm going down I'm going over to Eastern Europe, cruising down the Danube.
Later this month, I'll be out in San Diego speaking at the Mastermind Live conference. That's going to be March 26th and 27th. So I'll be out in Southern California. Looking forward to that, even though it's Southern California weather here in the Midwest right now. So you can't beat the 70 degree days. All right. Well, I think that's all we have for today. If anybody has a question of the week, go ahead and reach out on the SMB Community Podcast website or just email me, james@kernanconsulting.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening and or watching. Remember, Dave breaks down the IT news of the day on his show, The Business of Tech, which drops at 5 p.m. Eastern, Mondays through Fridays, with bonus content on the weekends.
Watching this on YouTube? Be sure to like and subscribe so you always know you've got our latest episode. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to use the contact form on the SMB Community Podcast webpage. That's smbcommunitypodcast.com. Or leave your comments on our YouTube episode page. Produced by Picture This Video. Part of the MSP Radio Network.